Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, is on the board of directors of the Northern Virginia Institute of Technology Council. He is serving in a number of different roles, but one of my favorites, and one of the things places where I think he's doing some great work, is his visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and they're putting out some outstanding reports on what we've got to do to protect the internet around the world, not just internally inside the United States, but to despots around the world, like in China and Iran and maybe even France. Mike, what do you think?
Well, Jim, as you and I have been talking, what's going on now that we never thought we'd see as the internet rolls on across the globe and adds millions of people every week to it, is we've got authoritarian governments that are shutting off access. They're keeping U.S. companies out of their markets, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the number one violator of this is China. And in our project, we've looked hard at this situation with China for 2.5 years now. And China, in November of last year, 2016, adopted a final version of what they call their national cybersecurity law. What that basically does is shut down a foreign company from basically being able to operate freely in any way, shape, or form in China. Mm-hmm. If you look at what they've done with what we call the Great Firewall of China to keep the internet out of
right.
China, so they can regulate it and build their major internet companies.
And they can control the content.
Yeah, 8 of the top 25 websites in terms of usage across the globe are completely shut down and banned inside China.
Wow.
So when Donald Trump, President Trump, talks about the economic global situation and how the United States needs to be more forceful, this is a classic example. I hope he uses it someday to point out what's going on, because if you shut out our companies, which they're doing in China, they are doing that to protect building major, major multi-billion dollar internet companies such as Baidu, et cetera, that keep all of our competitors out of those markets.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a major
protection, major protectionism.
Major protectionism
behavior.
And major jobs issue for
mm-hmm.
us, and a major mm-hmm. economic competitive.
And that's part of the trade imbalance, isn't it?
100%, Jim. Digital commerce now is about 10% of the global economy, if you can believe that. And as China shuts our companies, European companies, out of that market, they will build hundreds of billions of dollars of major global competitors, and then they will try to move into
mm-hmm.
our market.
Well, see, that's the thing. This is what they do, folks. They will keep us out of their markets, but we're not keeping them out of our markets. And they're
exactly right.
And this is how they get a foothold all around the world. And here's the thing, Mike. There's nothing too small for them to rip off. Here's a story I got from the South African Union. I was working with a U.S. trade representative a few years ago, helping them with the South African Commercial Union, and I heard some ladies from one of the five countries down there talk about women in France, African women in France, who love this particular garment. It was a wrap that was made a certain way with certain colors, certain threads, and I mean it was really intricate, and it sort of grounded those women to their country, even though they were in France, right? And so they would buy these in the market thinking they came from South Africa because they were so perfectly made.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? China.
Yep.
They found out they were made in China. My point is, that's when we learned there's nothing too small for China to not try to rip off. If they'll rip off a little esoteric wrap for South African women, what will they do to the internet?
Oh, Jim, you know what's going on. And not only is it an economic situation with the Chinese, who will do this with every kind of product and company across the internet to benefit them to the detriment of every other company, country, including us, but they use it for unbelievable propaganda and cyber attacks on everybody who's listening on this show. So it's a multi-pronged strategy, if you will, to disrupt other economies and other businesses while they protect their own in the digital age.
Well,
the Russians are doing it, the Iranians, we've got a variety of bad characters out there doing this.
Well, that's exactly right. And so the point I think it has to be made, Mike, is this is the future of warfare. Right? I mean,
100%.
Folks, never mind tanks and planes and bullets. This is the way the control of geography is going to be done in the future.
Well,
tomorrow, by the way.
Right. The United States military is working and has been for some years, Jim, trying to build their cyber capability. We've got a lot of work to do in that area, but it will be not only military, it's economic, as you're talking about right now. This battle's going on every day, and as we've all seen with outfits like ISIS and others, they have used the Internet as a major propaganda
tool. And they're getting better at it, too.
Better by the day. So we've got to do all kinds of things in the United States to fight this, because people don't know what to believe anymore worldwide, Jim, because of the use by governments to put information out there that is not only untrue about a lot of things, but it's basic propaganda. Russians are doing this day and night, the Chinese, etc., etc.
Folks, this is called Crafting an Action-Driven Response to China's Digital Trade Barriers. That's one report. The other one is Promoting American Values and Countering Authoritarianism in Cyberspace. These are reports at AEI.org, American Enterprise Institute.org, AEI.org. Check those out. And James Glassman, a member of our Brain Trust, is one of the authors of that. We're going to take a quick break and talk about our values on the Internet after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.